95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know what? I'm just thinking, since it's kind of rainy today, maybe I should sprinkle in some rain songs. Don't flip me off. What the hell, man? That's just rude.
I hate that kind of wordplay. No, you don't.
No, I do. I despise
you love it.
No,
I'm going to sprinkle some in.
Sprinkle some in, man. What are you going to do about it?
Please. You know the one business that has really done well, even over the last year of 2020 being a disaster economically?
Weed. Woohoo! I should think booze has sold pretty well, too.
I would think so, too. I would think both of those are up. Right. I mean, from your standpoint, for sure.
Yes.
Play this report on the weed industry in Washington.
Indeed.
We're learning just how hectic business has been for Washington's marijuana industry. In 1 year, sales have increased by tens of millions of dollars, and that could be just the beginning. Carol 7 North Sound reporter Ryan Sims joins us live from a pot shop in Mukilteo. And Ryan,
Finish her.
This is one industry where business is booming even during a pandemic.
All right. So their whole thing is this business is going crazy.
Right. Sure.
It's chaos.
Right.
There's people everywhere. They're overwhelmed.
Right.
The guy's standing out in front of a weed shop and there's not a soul. there's not a soul for him to point to about, it's at a weed shop like this where people come in and buy weed. There's no one there.
What?
It was
awesome. that's awkward. Isn't
I love him. This is his report.
It has been that way for a long time now. 2020 was no different. This is actually a lull in the action at this pot shop, but overall things are increasingly hectic. We're talking about a $78 million increase of sales in just 1 year statewide. It's a record number of people hung out at home, all as customers like Lucas Bortson spent some truly chill times at home.
So people, instead of drinking and driving, you know, they come here, buy a gram or whatever, maybe a joint or whatever, and they go home, kick back, and drink some wine and relax. Yeah, I see people 60, 70 years old coming in here, you know, people that probably work at Boeing or other place around here.
Here in Washington, tax revenues for pot have gone up for 5 years in a row. Needless to say, this is a situation that's anything but hazy.
Okay, why?
That's another bad pun for you.
How come
you flip him off too?
Yes.
There you go.
I hate puns.
You know why there was no one there when he was doing his little report there? Because they saw the TV vans, and I'd be like, I ain't going in there.
Probably
being busted or something.
Yeah, probably. That does bring up a story in Florida, though. As you know, Florida man is my favorite type of story.
Sure. Yeah.
This is a guy who ran into a gas pump.
Oh, ran into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Then he called AAA.
Yeah, we lit up a cigarette and he called AAA.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then the person that's running the thing was like, hey, we need the police over here, please.
Oh.
This guy almost hit. And so the police show up and the Florida man starts going through his pockets. The policeman says, can I see your license? So he goes through his pockets and he's like, messed up, and he pulls out his keys.
Sure. Is this my license? What was it you wanted, man?
And then he pulled out a small green package labeled dark gummies.
Dank gummies. Woo!
With cannabis infused also written on it.
Like handwritten, it's cannabis infused. Oh, it was?
Yes. So then he said, no, I think it's just candy.
I think it's just candy.
When it has dank written on it.
It's called dank, and it's cannabis-infused scrawled on it. Oh, I think it's candy, man. Don't worry about it.
That's my favorite guy.
That is
of the
beautiful.
Day.
I love that guy. Well, I threatened you. I got the cult and rain.
All right, good. We're going to sprinkle in some songs about rain.
It's 95.5.
That's great. That's great.
Stick around for more bad puns.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello, hello.
I have a company that you will love. It's called RuinDays.com.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this yesterday, and I love that name. It is exactly what you think it is. What did he call it in court? A prank company?
It's a prank company.
Company.
There's people taking them. There's several people taking them to court, it turns out. But let me just ask you this. When you come across an article, does the headline normally decide whether you read the article
or not? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Poop, there it is.
Poop, there it is.
I mean,
poop, there it is. Yeah, I would totally read that.
So I did a deep dive on that one. Yeah.
Right.
And apparently a New Jersey man is suing because he got an obscene package.
Excuse me? I have one of those.
He he was mailed a chocolate penis.
Oh, a chocolate penis. What are you going to do with that?
And his big complaint is that it was labeled to throw him off.
I didn't say warning inside large chocolate penis for you to enjoy.
Which I think would ruin the prank, pretty much.
It might be like, I guess I don't want that.
But he was very upset about that. He got that at his office in New Jersey.
Sure. Okay.
So then he decided to sue the site, which promises D at your door.
D at your door?
Mm-hmm.
What would that? I'm afraid to ask what that would be.
It's what you think it is. And
okay. All right. Oh yeah. Okay.
They've got all kinds of packages that we would love to use.
I like how you keep juxtaposing those two.
The secret sender waited more than a year until November 2020 to send this guy a glitter bomb.
So this guy got the same. Why? And what is it, like a year apart each time?
I don't know. I don't think so, because the third time wasn't that nearly that long.
A glitter bomb. There's nothing worse. When someone sends you a little glitter in the envelope.
The glitter sucks.
I want to track them down and slap them.
It does suck, yes. But then a third one arrived later.
Yeah.
And it was fake feces, and it was addressed
to fake.
It was addressed to fatmidget.
.com.
No, just
wait.
To
so what did
Fat
he?
Midget, and then it had the address of his business. I don't know who had it out for him.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. But what did he do?
I do love that there's a system in place.
You know, only in the future, only in 2021. I doubt that in the 1700s, companies like, oh yes, we'll have that delivered by a fortnight.
Yes, of course. No, this is
chocolate penis will be delivered for you straight forthwith.
This is a place called RuinDays.com.
RuinDays.com.
Basically, you can just pick somebody out and send stuff to them.
This is your company, isn't it?
Yes. And this guy's suing for $75,000 in court because he was very emotionally damaged by the chocolate penis.
Well, that's why he got another thing, I suppose, because he was all upset. Driving rain in celebration of the rain.
Sluggo loves this.
I do. Slash 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know, it's pun today. I'm sorry. It's going to be a lot of puns.
I can't be a lot of puns. Because I'll have to leave.
It's going to be a ton of puns then.
to run me out?
It's just rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just woke up this morning and I was like, what the hail?
Because it was hailing?
Yes. Listen to this. This is at my house just a few hours ago. That was serious rain coming down. Hail coming down. And I saw it first on...
Did it dent anything?
No, it was just a little, like, you know, getting your drinks, the perfect little round.
So sort of BB gun
size? Yeah, BB gun. Yeah, exactly. The first time I saw it was Shirley Manson of Garbage was saying, it's hailing.
Is that right?
Yeah. She's like, it's March. It's Los Angeles. It's hailing. What
it
the?
Seems to do that here.
Occasionally, weirdly. I don't know.
Once a year, once every 2 years or something like that?
It was like 8 minutes of amazing weather. I loved it. I love this kind of weather.
It's so funny because I was thinking at my house, I was thinking, this is Sluggo and I fighting over the weather.
Yeah.
Because it would be pouring and then it would be sunny.
Yeah.
And I'd go, yes. And then it would be pouring. And you'd go, yes.
So I don't know. Maybe you got a rain song or a hail song. Is there a hail song that you want to hear? Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. But I kind of doubt it. I doubt
I don't think there are any songs about hail.
Yeah. What the hail? I'm just a sprinkle them in if there are. Get Tammy Heidi on the phone. She loves a good pun. In the meantime, Chris Cornell on KLOS. All right, so since it's raining a bit and hailing a bit, we're sort of looking for some rain calls and hail calls and what have you on KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
How many hail calls do you think you're going to get?
162. That's my bet. I'll put $5 on it
now. That seems very positive thinking.
You got a hail song, sir? Hail Mary?
Me? I got a hail song.
A hail song. Okay.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the rain.
Yes.
And the hail and everything.
Right.
Well, there's a hail song. I know there's the rain song from Led Zeppelin.
Are you going to make us guess? Or would you tell us?
6 years later.
Did you guys want to go?
No! Did you guys want to go?
Tell us what the song is.
It's from Judas Priest. Hail Ben for Leather.
Come on! You are going to be punished. No. I actually kind of like that idea, actually. I think we might have to do that. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First time listener, you know, because I'm seldom on the road at this time, but...
last time caller.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Hail, okay. You were talking about...
Oh, Pearl Jam.
Well, actually, no. You know what? This is kind of a stretch. Well, yeah, Pearl Jam. I didn't think of that one, but I thought of this one, which is kind of a stretch. Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. It was originally called Hail Hail.
Oh, all right.
No, I don't know that we're going to go with songs that were originally titled.
You know, when he was dreaming one night and he...
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we have a little contest where we give away some cash.
And right now, we want to give you $500, but if you blow it, then Joe Blow 2 comes along after you next hour and might get $1,000.
Correct.
Keep rolling over.
So it's $500. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Oh, wow, you got some pipes on you, man. I peter out almost immediately.
I think that's just, you're not breathing. Maybe we should get you looked at.
So we're going to play 1 second of some song that we feel you've probably heard more than once in your life.
Sure.
And if you can identify it, be caller 13 and tell us who the band is, which I almost just said.
Really?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
And the title of the song.
Right, you need the band title and the song title.
Yep, and be caller 13.
The following clip.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS if you think you know it. Good luck.
I got it when you said it. I died when you said
it. Through stuff.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
On my grave.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
We keep forgetting game.
Oh, yeah, game.
Right. It's for $500.
Yep.
And so, we already played the clip once.
Yep. We played again for this gentleman on the phone. You are...
This is Chad in Lake Forest.
Chad.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
Awesome. Would you say it that way, please, sir?
Welcome to 1 second of nonstop rock.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
All right. Now take a listen to this little clip. Tell us who it is, the band name, and what the name of the song is, and you get yourself $500. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
All right. Here you go.
Soundgarden.
Okay.
Spoon Man
is your answer?
Yes.
Spoon Man is the right
answer.
That's
correct.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Nice. I'm so bad right now.
You just got $500.
You guys are awesome. I tried to call you guys, by the way, yesterday to tell you how awesome you guys sound.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, for that and getting it right, you got $500, man.
I love the new show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7. We just gave away $500 to Chad from Lake Forest.
Well done, Chad.
And we've got another $500 for you a little bit later on this hour.
Indeed. Just 1 second of audio for you to identify, and you get yourself $500.
You know how with the pandemic and... there's so many arguments about when and how to open businesses.
Yep.
Schools, stores.
Yep.
There's just, it's crazy the fighting that goes on over it. And in San Antonio, there's a business that is really, really taking it to the city.
Yeah.
This business has determined that this business is going to be open. And it doesn't matter that San Antonio wants them closed.
Is it a mask making store?
It is XTC Cabaret.
A gentleman's club.
It's a gentleman's club.
Oh, that's nice.
And they want to make sure that they stay open.
Yeah. Yeah. Barbie's got to be on stage, man.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to make a living, too.
Yeah, that's true.
The government has fought hard enough to turn off the power. So that it can't stay open.
Well, you got to have power for the lights and for the DJ and for the bar. And come on.
Sure.
Come on.
Let's hear the newscast.
Hi. A local gentleman's club is going to great lengths to stay open despite the city's dramatic efforts to shut them down. News 4 San Antonio's Darian Trotter joins us live. He's been following this story extensively. And Darian, what have you found?
Simone, we were first to report last week that the city had completed the process to turn off the power here. Take a look tonight. You can see the lights are back on, and it has everything to do with that box on wheels over there. Take a look. That is not a food truck. Instead, a generator. We do have some video of some memorable moments that we've recorded for you here at Ecstasy Cabaret. Meantime, attorneys for the business say last week they weren't going down without a fight. That's why we're told the business reopened this past weekend. Again, how did it happen? Well, they brought in that big generator to supply power to the entire building. We asked Mayor Ron Nirenberg about the latest move by Ecstasy in their ongoing fight with the city. He would only say actions have consequences. Then he commended businesses that are following the rules.
Then he got up on stage and he's like, "Welcome, Barbie!"
The mayor?
Yeah.
Because that's his side gig?
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, Jumbo Room? Experiment Rhino?
Yeah. You guys open? Tropicana?
Step it up. Step it up. This place in San Antonio has an actual generator.
And it's huge. I saw this picture, man. That's got to be powering some serious wattage.
Right. So let's step things up. Stop the nonsense.
All right. I want to play the new Foo Fighters. Are you liking this as much as I am? Making a Fire. What a damn good song.
Love it.
It's 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Later on this hour, we do have our 1 second of nonstop rock game. And that's going to be another chance for you to win $500.
Yep.
So that's very exciting.
Yep.
Where did you find this guy that made a video store in his basement?
Sort of randomly. I love this story. I mean, you know, so many people had so much time at home, and this guy, I think, took good advantage of it. He decided to build out an entire video store in his basement with a window that has an open sign. It's crammed full of
cash
stuff.
Cash register? Is it
everything.
Open?
Yeah. I don't think it's open to the... I guess we have some audio from the... Yeah, this is from Twitter, and this is his wife describing what he's done during quarantine.
The start of quarantine last year coincided with the closure of our local Family Video.
I don't know if he owned the store, they owned the store.
During quarantine, my husband built a video rental store in our basement. Let's take a quick tour.
It's awesome.
She doesn't seem upset.
The start of quarantine last year coincided with the closure of our local Family Video.
Right, we heard
you
that.
Already said
which
that.
Gave my husband access to a lot of shelving. And a crazy idea. He decided he needed a project at the house to keep himself busy. Instead of refinishing our kitchen cabinets, he decided to build a video rental store.
See, I think that's the kind of thing that a lot of people have done.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because you had no end date on it last year.
Yeah.
You were just indoors.
And it was clearly in the long haul.
Yes. And if you had, it was going to be a long time, and you needed to fill up your time with something.
And something in the back of your head was always like, I'd love to do this if
I ever
had some time.
So we're
going to
look for your calls at 818-955-KLOS as soon as we finish hearing this.
The main room consists of shelves that contain our DVDs and Blu-rays.
We'll have to retweet this because it's so fascinating to look at.
It is crazy.
You need to see it.
As well as a lot of other random movie knickknacks that he's picked up every now and then. We picked up a drink fridge, and we used this counter to house all of our movie snacks and the cash register.
Come on, cash register!
And off the main room, he created a viewing room that has two recliners, wall-to-wall shelving of his VHS tapes, a Laserdisc player,
like
his retro video games, and more. Thanks for stopping by.
And you know what's behind that curtain, right? But she doesn't go back behind there. That's where the good stuff is.
That's the bigger room.
Yeah.
All right, so how did you fill the time last year?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Did you do something that is...
Interesting,
weird,
odd.
Interesting, odd, whatever. Yeah. However you spent your time, you decided that you were going to do something that you maybe have never done before.
Yep.
So give us a call now, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. That's some good music
right there.
That's some good music.
Yep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about... Sluggo found a video online of a guy who used his basement and built an old school video rental place.
And it is jammed full of stuff. It's like being in one of those tiny little ones like you used to go to all the time.
But it doesn't look open. It just looks like he's just
for his own amusement.
Just for his own amusement.
You retweeted it, right?
Kevin and Sluggo, on
Twitter.
You can find it there. We are taking calls about what you did with your time while you were in quarantine during the pandemic.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I figured my more main escape was definitely start doing food deliveries and just like learning anything online that I can. But
you mean food deliveries to help people?
Yeah, pretty much just to make up my time and get something new going. As far as something new, I can't top that last story, but.
That is a hard one to top. I don't know that they were helping out their fellow mankind, but I thought it was pretty damn cool. Hey, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS. What was your quarantine project?
I won a CD from you guys.
Yeah! That took up most of your year.
That is admirable.
Hey, it's KLOS. What did you do during the lockdown?
Okay, like for a couple of years, I was looking at these gift cards with all the great designs on them, you know?
Right.
And I had these old cigar boxes. And I said, you know, I should really do something with that. So I've created about 9 of these boxes, and I cut up the gift cards in different mosaics and then glued them onto the box. They're awesome.
Do you do with the box? Do you sell the boxes?
No, I'll tell you something about art for me.
It's not about the commerce.
It's not about that.
It's not about the almighty dollar.
Thank you for calling in.
You know, he actually puts body parts in those boxes, right?
Probably.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, so like at the beginning of the pandemic, I saw the cast from That Thing You do a watch party on YouTube. So they all basically watched the movie and did commentary.
Okay.
And I was like, I can do that. And I did. I got the cast of Hellraiser 2 together and the behind-the-scenes guys from Beetlejuice. Whenever I found a DVD I didn't have commentary for, I got the commentary made. Now it's all
wow! So bizarre.
How did you do that?
How do you even think of that?
How'd you find them? We've got a million questions.
You've got to not have anxiety and be able to call, like, the Hollywood agents and just ask, hey, is your client up to doing this?
What?
99% of the time, they aren't.
That's amazing.
Wow. Good to know for future reference.
So, look at you.
So I could see now a special commentary about Hellbound, Hellraiser 2. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. The guy who plays Pinhead, he's on it.
Nicely done.
Awesome. Chatterbox?
Yes, he's on there too. Chatterbox, the female Cenobite. They called her Deep Throat because she has a giant gash in her throat.
Dude, thank you.
Look up Nostalgic Nebula. That's what it is. You can find that all on YouTube. Nostalgic Nebula. You'll see all that all.
Well done, sir.
That's crazy
cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
The Pretty Reckless featuring Tom Morello. Man, he just jumps in the middle of that song and just tears it apart.
He is so awesome. One of a kind, isn't he?
Yeah, he's amazing.
At my last job, I had his I had his cell phone number.
You have Tom's cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Let's call him. But he's part of my favorite band of all time, Rage Against the Machine. So I've always thought I don't want to bug him.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I understand.
And I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I'm not like that with anyone else, but with Tom, I am that way.
I ran into from No Doubt, Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
I can talk to anybody. I talk to everybody. Yep. I just have this thing about Gwen Stefani, and I just stood there and stared
at
her like an idiot.
It's crazy.
Like a total idiot, yeah.
Because it shouldn't be a difficult thing, but I don't want to annoy him.
Didn't you say he came up to you one time?
When Van Halen was performing. No, they were practicing.
Right.
Warming up for their gig at the Forum. And he came up and said hi.
Really?
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of him, and I don't know why. Makes no sense.
Everybody understands that. There's not anyone who doesn't understand that.
All right. Yeah. It is time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Raw.
Yeah, one stop.
We're going to play you just a second of a song. Could be at the beginning, could be in the middle, could be at the end. And you have to identify the song. It's $500 each hour.
Yep, and it's $500 right now. If you can tell us the name of this song and who does it, win your caller 13. So 818-955-KLOS. Take a close listen.
That's it.
That is all you get. Do you think you can do it? 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Rock Game.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Rock Game. It's for $500. This hour.
Yep. And if you don't get it, this nice gentleman on the phone or lady or person or human being, then it rolls over and it'll be worth $1,000 between 5 and 6.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Ed.
Ed, did you hear that little bit of song just a minute ago? Good.
Yes, I did. I've been trying to call you for so long.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to play the clip for you again, but if you get it right, you win $500.
Are you ready to try? Give it a good listen. Tell us the name of the song and the band if you can. And here you go. Listen close.
All right. What is that?
AC/DC, Limb for the Money.
I'm
very sorry. That's not it.
Checking Shazam. No.
That's not it.
Sorry, buddy. Hey, that means it's $1,000 next hour. That same little clip.
So $1,000 between 5 and 6 o'clock. We'll do it again.
Don't you wander off.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I got to tell you, I heard on Heidi and Frank about cow hugging.
Cow hugging?
Cow hugging.
Are you sure you heard it right?
It's a thing.
It wasn't something else.
Well,
I guess they wouldn't say that.
They said cow hugging.
Cow hugging.
Yes.
Ooh.
Hugging cows.
I would like to hug a cow.
Which?
Yeah, they're cute. I'd hug a cow. It'd probably bite me.
This is from BBC. Is cow hugging the world's new wellness trend?
No. Wait, I know. No.
I mean, there's a lot of people who are sort of into it.
I can see that.
After I heard them talking about it, I was like, all right, I need to do a little research on this.
Yes, you do.
And trending is a headline, cow cuddling brings connection to people isolated during the pandemic.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That is
cow
nice.
Cow cuddling.
All right.
Cow cuddling.
So what we're about to hear is the man and the woman who owned the cattle.
Mm-hmm. That are being hugged?
Yeah, they're explaining how it works
okay.
and which cows hug and which ones don't.
Okay.
They're a little hard to understand because they're from the Netherlands, so you're
Ooh.
Just going to have to sort of pay attention. But this is two cow owners.
Cow huggers.
Talking about cow cuddling.
Well, you got to say that carefully.
Yes.
Cows are very relaxed animals, and they don't fight. They don't get in trouble. You go to the field, and we have some special hugging cows, and you can lay next to her or what you like.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah. What's with the music, first
I don't know. I hate the music. It goes through the whole thing. You can lay down next to a cow if you'd like.
How much do you get charged?
I don't know, but that's a... Like, who figured this out first?
We were driven...
Somebody's probably in jail. Whoever figured this out.
Most likely.
Whoever figured this out.
Like driving through the middle of nowhere and there's a cow in a field. I always want to... I do usually pull over and just kind of look and say, hi, moo, and that sort of thing. If
really?
I've got the time, yeah. And if I could get
you
out and hug
cow?
Them, I do.
Would you hug them?
I could. If it didn't bother them or whoever owns the cow. Get off my land! Don't hug my cow!
All right, let's continue.
Okay.
People think it's very relaxing.
I'm Gerard. I'm the boss from this company and the owner from the Kastanjoven.
My name is Els, and I'm doing the cow hugging.
What did she say?
I'm doing the cow hugging.
Oh, okay.
Start cow hugging about 14 years ago. We had a foster daughter in our home, and she started with it.
Okay, hold up. So they have a daughter.
Right, that they're
adopting.
Right.
And she starts hugging cows.
So she was like, man, life sucks. It's rough. I'm going to go out and hug that cow.
Yes.
I see that.
And then they see it.
Right.
Did you just turn your mic down?
I did. I was like, why is this guy talking about hugging cows? I'm going to turn myself off.
So she sees it and she thinks, oh, this might be a business opportunity.
Yeah, right, money.
And the people are coming. We are beginning by the little calves. And we make a tour around the farm. After that, we are going to the field in the summer, and in the winter, it's inside. And then we are going hug the cows. Just do what the people want and what the cow wants.
All right, hold
in
up.
That moment.
Yeah. Are we positive that the cow wants
how
that
do you
in
know
that
he,
moment?
How do you know that? How do you know what the cow wants? I just figured out what that song is, too. Hello, mudda. Hello, fada.
Oh, yeah.
It's your son at camp, whatever.
And
bring
they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Yes.
Yeah, same
time. It's raining.
All right.
That's weird. All right.
We have special hugging cows. It's not a trick. We learn them. It's something in their character.
Okay.
Something
they're
in their character.
Special hugging cows.
Hugging cows.
These are the ones that they feature because they apparently love hugging.
Is there a brochure?
I don't know.
I want to see the
Good
brochure.
Question.
Full color brochure.
A hugging cow is normally a little bit older. And very patient, and she likes it.
She's like, all right, hug me. What am I going to do?
Older
I'm a
cow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm tired. Lay next to me? All right, I don't care.
From the beginning, from calf, you can see that the character is good for a hugging cow. They have all different characters. We have one jealous cow. Which
all right, hold up.
Wait, that's like Spice Girls now.
Hold up.
We got jealous cow.
They have a jealous cow, which means if you're hugging another cow...
Oh.
This one might charge you. What a crazy thought.
Do
they have a jealous cow.
Do they have a posh cow?
When she's not being hugged, she gets jealous.
Oh, that's cute.
Man. Is it cute?
It's weird.
Yes.
Very weird. But I approve.
Some people just like to be outside and have some fun outside.
Yeah.
And other people have something specially with cows. A lot of people are crazy about cows.
A lot of people, 2-3 years later, they are coming back. company.
I have no idea what he was saying.
I don't. It's something about people coming back after visiting already.
Do it again.
Okay.
Do it again.
I'm born in a city, so I am very fond of being in nature with animals. Yes.
Okay. Hold up. Yeah. Now, she's one of the people, the clients.
One of us.
Yes, city she's folk. One of us. Yeah. So she wants to be outdoors, which, okay, fine.
Sure, yeah.
And she wants to hug a cow.
Yeah, to make you happy.
All right.
To make you smell a little weird, I should
think.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah. The cows, they are very patient and very sweet. Oh. And this one was pregnant. In 8 weeks, she will have a calf.
And I will hug the hell out of that baby.
And you felt the little calf inside her belly?
Yeah, yes, I feel the cow, and I it was kicking, just like a human.
No, leave the cow alone. Now they're getting a little weird.
Right?
Leave the cow. No pregnant person likes to be touched.
I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb.
Yeah. People just don't seem to know that. May I touch your belly, please? No!
When I put my hand on it, yes, it was very good.
People always think I'm pregnant. That's what happened to me.
When the hugging cow is lying down and the people are hugging him, she likes it. And she finds it also relaxing. Some animals close their eyes and have a good experience. And when the hugging cow doesn't want to be hugged anymore, she's standing up and going away.
You never know. It's all the time a surprise.
I thought that was you at first.
It's always a surprise. I don't want a surprise. No. I'm cuddling with a cow.
And then the cow decides no.
Changed its mind.
And turns into a...
It could roll over on you and kill you.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Do you think the baby calf is going to come out with a human head?
Yes, like your movie, 30 pieces of silver. That's what's going to happen.
30 coins.
Coins, yeah. You've been tracking this down since that movie, haven't you? Going down the cow.
It's a thing.
Rabbit hole.
It's the KLOS Free Ride.
Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
And that was there for Chad. Chad won $500. Chad out in Lake Forest, when he won $500, went on to say, well, that's nice and all. I'm happy about that. But would you play Volbeat, Last Day Under the Sun for me? I'm like, all right, yeah.
Well, then he tried another request.
Yeah, he was like,
yeah,
oh,
you're pushing it now.
Can you wash my car?
So we do have another $500.
Yeah.
Before 6 p.m.
It's up to 1,000 now, because the last person
didn't get
that song. I know. I'm no good at it either.
It's $1,000 this
time. Yeah,
song.
Yeah. Between now and 6, we're going to play a tiny little clippet of a song.
Clip it. I like
and
it.
And if you can identify it, boom!
Play the audio of this.
No, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This just happened a little while ago.
This is hail.
What the hail? And it's here in Los Angeles. Have you had this happen today? I first saw Shirley Manson post earlier today. She was like, it's hailing
right?
in March. Yeah, here in Los Angeles. What the hail is going on?
It's a strange day in that it'll be pouring.
Yep.
Which makes you happy.
Yeah, I love it.
And then it'll be sunny, which makes me happy.
I hate it.
Right? And then it'll rain again.
And then I'm happy again.
It's just one of those days.
That's kind of my life generally. Oh, I'm really happy. Oh, I hate everything. But it's so weird.
And if it's, you know, hailing or raining heavily, you know, slow down a little.
Exactly. I knew, and I forgot to check Sig Alert before I left. And the next thing I saw was a freeway condition sign. There's an accident on your freeway where you want to go, buddy.
Yep.
So it was surface streets, all pretty much over here to KLOS today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, drive safely.
Yeah, drive ye safely.
It may change a bit.
Yeah.
It might hail, it might not.
Yeah. Please don't die. We need you to listen.
I think that's a general thought. Yes.
Please don't
die. Yeah.
You know, that sounds like the very beginning I just realized of Back in Black, right there at the end.
Sort of does, yeah.
Boom. Is actually the beginning of Back in Black. That's crazy.
Dun-na-na.
Yeah.
Dun-na-na.
So if we were playing our little one-second game right now, I would win $1,000.
Right, which we are going to play before 6.
Yeah, very soon.
First, though, NASA has put out audio. You're hugely fascinated by
this. I am. I'm dying to get into space. I was promised as a little kid we'd all be in space by the time I'm an old man like I am now, and that didn't happen. But the fact that they have landed that incredible little Perseverance on Mars and with a helicopter and taking pictures already.
Yeah.
What's weird is I was so excited that there was audio from Mars early on, and it turned out it was put out by Anonymous and was fake.
Yeah, it was... It was actual audio.
Yes, right.
From like a previous trip.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the audio and video that it was that Perseverance was sending back.
Now, I would like to know why. I mean,
why would they do that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's the point? I mean, my guess is it's sort of just a way to throw out a little chaos and people will be like, see, it's fake. It's all fake. It's never true.
Oh, it's all fake. Yeah. Oh, I see.
The moon landing was fake.
Maybe.
And just for laughs, my guess.
Just to
also.
Mess stuff up?
Yeah.
But NASA has now put out.
Actually released.
Actual audio from Mars.
On the surface of Mars.
That sounds exactly like the other audio.
Yeah, it really pretty much does. But here, take a listen. It's so cool.
This is actual audio from Mars. Oh.
Little wind. Little nasty stuff you couldn't breathe.
You breathe fucking in vacuum.
You died.
I mean, it's not much different.
I love it, though. It's just
crazy. Is there wind? Is there
yeah, there's
wind
a little
on,
bit of, yeah, yeah. There'd Mars? Be storms and all sorts of stuff, but nothing you could breathe. No human oxygen, not
so
friendly.
So you need the whole...
Yep, apparatus.
Apparatus,
yeah. And it sounds very cold. But it's just to think, you know, when you see video and pictures from Mars, they'll take a shot of Earth, and it's just a little speck. It's just tiny. And to think that noise... was just happening on
it's
Mars.
It's miraculous that they've figured out a way to do that.
It's just fascinating to me.
It is miraculous. Yeah, yeah, it's just crazy.
So thank you, NASA. Thank you for stroking my geekdom to no end. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Slugger.
Who?
Sammy Hagar is David Bowie in the movie Lockdown 2020.
That's his cover of Heroes.
It's not a movie, it's an album.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ah, hell's bells.
That's sort of how it works.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
We are giving away money.
Cash. Because you need it.
With a game called Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. So we just play a second from either the beginning, the middle, the end of a song. And earlier today, Chad from Lake Forest won $2,000.
Well done, dude, because it rolls over.
And then last hour, Ed missed.
Damn it, Ed.
So now it rolls over and it's $1,000 this time.
So we're going to play a tiny little clip of this song, 1 second long. And if you can be caller 13 and identify the song, the title, and who did it, get yourself $1,000.
818-955-KLOS, be caller 13. Here is
Le Clip.
Oh,
nope. So if you know what that was, give us a call.
If you can identify that.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
I mean, sometimes it's more than a second.
Possibly 3 seconds. Hi, KLOS, who's this? Hello?
Blake,
how you doing?
Good, how are you, Sluggo?
Good, man. Are you ready to play our precious little game?
I'm ready.
Yeah, all right. You take a listen to this and see if you can tell us what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go. What do you got?
ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
That is correct.
That is correct, yes. Congratulations. You won $1,000.
No way.
Yep. $1,000. Wow. Maybe you got a little help with Sluggo's mistake.
What mistake? I don't know what you're talking about, sir. But congratulations, man. Well done.
Thank you.
That is Greta Van Fleet. Take a look at the picture there.
Yeah.
Now look how white that is.
Wow.
He is in, they posted this picture earlier today of them sitting at the piano, and it's just a wash in white.
It sort of looks like he's sitting in a piano.
In heaven.
In a snowstorm.
Yeah, exactly. That's Greta Van Fleet on Twitter. Very interesting picture they posted today. That is My Way Soon on KLOS.
I mean, we had a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
And then you got to hear, about, I think it was 3 seconds.
I mean, it was more than that.
A wee bit more.
It was an accident.
But generally, moving forward, it's going to be 1 second that
correct.
You hear. Yes.
And we'll start that again tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour.
It'll be $500.
Correct.
Up for grabs. With 1 second of audio.
I mean, we'll try and do it correctly.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
We'll do the best we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Florida man.
That's me. No, that's not me.
I don't know why. I've always really honestly wondered why all these stories come from Florida.
Yeah, but
because
Florida or elsewhere.
I know that we make jokes about Florida and how it's crazy and blah, blah, blah.
The heat.
But what could it possibly
water.
Be?
Yeah.
There's a Florida man who apparently was driving impaired and almost hit a gas pump.
Oh, wow.
And he sort of ran his car off the road and it was stuck in a little crevice.
Right. A crevasse,
yes.
If you will.
So apparently deputies were called by the gas station. They were like, hey, you might want to get over here. And he, this guy, Demetrio Lopez, saw the deputy and said, hey, can you help me call AAA? Because I can't get my car started. And the deputy's like,
The one in the ditch over there that you ran through the gas pump with?
Yeah. And he said he couldn't find his keys. And the deputy said, hey, you have to have keys because you were driving it.
Right.
So the guy went through and found his keys.
Oh, here they are, man.
Oh, I do have them. How about that? Oh,
you're so smart,
dude. Then the deputy asked Lopez for his driver's license, so he started shuffling through his pockets again.
And he found a picture of himself with a spaghetti strainer on his head.
Nope. Different story. Oh, all right. And this time he pulled out a small green package labeled Dank Gummies.
Dank!
With
now you're talking.
Cannabis infused, also written on it as well.
Like in crayon?
So he's giving this to the officer in place of his ID.
Here you guys, my license, man. It's my license to chill, dude.
He claimed that it was just normal candy. It didn't really have THC in it. That was his lie.
What?
And then they found a package of medicated nerds ropes contained 400 milligrams of THC.
Yeah, they do.
Per rope.
Hell yeah.
He claimed his girlfriend had medical marijuana, and this is for her, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so...
this isn't Florida. I don't remember. Is it legal for recreational use there yet?
I don't remember, and I don't know if there are limits on how much you can have. But then they also found cocaine in his possession as well.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Should have just started with that.
Dude, I got some coke in the car too, man.
You want some?
Hey, speaking of coke, have you seen Greg wandering around the building?
Yeah, he had a 12-pack.
Yeah, what? Yeah, let's go talk to him.
All right.
He might have a problem. 95.5 KLOS at Southern California's Rock Station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And tomorrow morning, Sahara Tops will be back. You know, that is a vicious, vicious dinosaur.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the 15th Jurassic Park, but they did address Sahara Tops.
Oh, I did not realize that.
It tends to rip up Vegas fans. Mm. I don't know why. And then sometimes gives them trips to Vegas for no apparent reason.
At two different times.
Yeah. It's crazy. What time is it?
8 and 9 o'clock.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Crazy Ceratops tomorrow with Heidi and Frank. Hope he doesn't bite you in the butt. So we were talking about Greg a little while ago. He was always wandering around the building with something really odd in his arms, and he's here now!
Yay, right?
Yay!
Well, it sounded forced, but I'll take it.
There's usually a girl that calls and asks, hey, when is Greg Beharrell coming on? She's studying, she's in college or something in Canada. Do you know who that is by chance?
Yeah, regular caller.
She's awesome. She's very funny.
But she always calls long before you're supposed to be on the radio. What are you doing?
Is she the one who works in the marijuana dispenser?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Well,
yes.
There you go.
Didn't think of it.
There you go.
Yeah. So are we going to do the intervention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Dude, about your coke problem. Really?
I knew this would come up.
Yeah.
Eventually.
We do need to talk about it.
Yeah.
How many cokes do you drink a night?
Well, over the course of a day, it's 24.
What?
No, cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh, okay. So we're still offended at that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. I don't know. Offended is the word. I'm just
24 cans of Coke in 1 hour. I mean, in one day.
Oh, an hour. There's a challenge.
Yeah.
Do it. In a day. But only 12 at night. So we're good.
Well, that's...
While you're working, you do 12?
12, yeah.
And you work 5 hours?
Well, ish.
Yes, I mean, I see you walking around the building all the time with a 12-pack of Coke every night, and
I'll tell you what. There's aspartame in it, right? Aspartame is used in the mummification process, so my insides are quite young.
Well, I didn't look at it that way.
Can we look at it that way?
You have the insides of a 12-year-old.
Cut him open and see.
Very
healthy.
Cut
him open.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last year was a tough year.
Total wash, basically.
Yes. And a lot of people spent a lot of time at home and tried to figure out what they could do with themselves. It was very difficult.
Yeah.
You couldn't go to work.
Right.
You couldn't gather with friends.
Right.
So what do you do? Well, we found a story earlier today, Sluggo did, of a guy who built a video rental store in his basement.
It's like the old school store you used to go in that was in your neighborhood. It's really cramped, but they have everything. everything.
In their basement.
Everything.
And it has a door, a front door. Yeah. As if you can go in and rent stuff.
Open sign in the window and cash register. And
candy. There was some candy there.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were open or selling anything.
I don't think so. I don't think they were even inviting the neighbors over.
I think it was just a passion project.
And it is awesome. We reposted it. We retweeted it on our precious little Kevin and Sluggo Twitter account. You should go take a look because it's fascinating. It's what I want to do.
And now let's talk about what other people did, because everybody tried to find something to waste their time.
How did you spend your... This is like your old, what did you do over the summer?
Yes.
We heard quite a bit of ZZ Top today.
Yes,
quite
we
a
did.
Bit, actually.
Yes, we did.
It's 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. I guess it's time to jet to skate since Greg's here down in his Cokes already.
Yep. Time to go.
Nice.
I'm going to go drink 112 cans of Coke.
And keep your insides clean and healthy. Yes. And I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1958 when Big Records released a song called Our Song from a teenage duo out of Queens, New York, who called themselves Tom and Jerry, who went on to change their name to Simon and Garfunkel. Jimmy Page took to the stage for the first time since Led Zeppelin had broken up on this day in rock in 1981 when he joined Jeff Beck on stage for some encores at a London show.